This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And those are funny because people ask me different questions about that. They'll ask me that. They'll ask me what type of who's editing it, who's doing it. I really couldn't, I'm just a Northern Michigan girl who wrote a book and now it's a movie, and all I, you know, my focus stays focused. I'm just, you know, those things don't fascinate me. What fascinated me was how well it was directed and how well it was, the actors were portraying the story. They just did a phenomenal job.
Now, is this a full-length motion picture?
JC has, I think they run about an hour 15. I don't think it's the 85-minute structure that, but I don't know, you know, and they may take it to that. And he does have somebody that is the promoter who I talk to, and there's about 100 venues that he puts it out to. I know that there's a couple people who are in the industry who are also promoting it. As far as, you know, I don't know what happens. Do these people come along and they buy the rights to it, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know any of that kind of detail.
Uh-huh. Well, I know the Kendricks have put out quite a few films. I've had them on the show, and some major motion pictures. And The Warrior Room, and, Show Me My Father, or something. Did you see? Have you seen any of their films?
I love their films. Yes, I have, and I love them. Yep, they do a great job.
Did you get to meet any of the brothers that are involved in that?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. So no, we shot it in West Virginia, and all in West Virginia. There wasn't any. And it was like a 15-hour day week. So
15 hours a day, and it took a whole... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what? What's that?
Go ahead.
No, you were saying something. Go ahead.
No, you were saying about a 15-hour day. Go ahead.
Yeah, 15-hour days for a week. We were there for a week doing about 15-hour days shooting.
So it took a week to shoot this.
Yep.
Was it primarily a lot of dialogue, or was there action? Did scene changes?
There were a lot of scene changes. There were, we would go around to different places, and we'd shoot some scenes. But they did montages, I guess they call them, where there's pictures, and they'll be able to fill in. And, you know, with the editor, I don't know all of they're going to be doing, but I do know that the film crew that we had was amazing, absolutely amazing. They were they're out of Florida, and they were so accommodating and so, you know, okay, we got to shoot this again, we got to do this again. And so, and they had their own ideas of what looked well, what would work well.
Now, I'm curious about this. They're out of Florida. Are these volunteers, or was everybody on the set paid?
I would assume they would have been paid. I don't know for sure. There were a lot of volunteers. There was probably about 100 people that came in to do different scenes. And those were volunteers. Those were all volunteers. But there were.
That's a lot of people to control.
And you know what was really cool about it, Red, is that it became a family. It became, it was almost like having a retreat for a week, because the people would come and go. There were certain scenes. And I'm not going to give away a whole lot of what goes on in the movie, but there were certain scenes where there were a lot of people all together. And you know, at the end of the day, when we all got ready to leave and we were going back to our homes, it was like saying goodbye to your family. There was a lot of hugs. There was a lot of crying. There was a lot of, you know, thank you for being here, and I'm so blessed I was here. I had several women walk up to me during this time and say, thank you, because I had an abortion, and this is a blessing.
Well, yeah, well, so they were working on the film and donating their services probably because of this. So how long has your book been out, the Beyond the Hidden Veil of Shame?
It's been out for 3 years.
3 years. Was it self-published, or was there a national publishing firm that promoted it, or how did that all work?
I went through Westbow Publishing, which is a Zondervan branch of Zondervan.
Yeah.
And I wrote all of it. They edited it. I did the layout. So I guess it is a semi-self-published.
Did they charge you to publish it?
Yes.
Well, what's the cost of something like that?
Total cost was probably around, I would say maybe $4,000.
Well, that's all? That's not bad at all.
Yeah. No, and here's the deal on that. It's a print on demand. So I didn't have to buy a ton load of books.
Is it distributed through Amazon?
Yep, Amazon and on my website and Barnes & Noble and Westbow, their actual publisher, will distribute it as well.
So you say it's a print on demand. So somebody goes into Amazon, they want to buy a copy. Does Amazon somehow connect with the publisher, and then they print a copy, and then the publisher drop ships it off to the person who paid
yep.
for it? How does that all work?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So, you know, it's just like when I went out to West Virginia, I called them and said, I need 150 books to go with me. And they didn't have 150 books. They printed them right then. So I don't have the cost of printing until it's actually printed.
Well, do you get a discounted price so you can sell it and at least make some money to pay for your gasoline, et cetera?
Yes, I do. I do, but not. It's not real substantial. It's like when I took those books out with me to West Virginia, I just gave them all away.
Uh-huh. Well, this is more of a ministry for you.
It is a ministry. It's absolutely a ministry. Yeah. I would give all my books away because if somebody needs it, they need it.
Now, let's go back to who you are. I know you gave up a child for adoption at 16. Then in your 20s, you had an abortion. Were you married at the time? Are you married? Did you have other children after this?
So when I had the abortion, I was not married. I married after that. I have 6 children now and 15 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren.
You had 6 children after your abortion? You had 6 children? Wow.
Well, I had 2. My husband, I had 2 plus my daughter, and then my husband and I... My husband had 3, and we married and blended our family, and we've been married for 35 years. He is the most supportive, loving, kind. He is absolutely a gift from God to me, and so are my children. And we live in a small town in Michigan, and it's just, we've had a great life. We've had a great life together. I started my K-Hall Ministries about... 10 years ago, and I've been going to churches, and so I do retreats and workshops and wrote a book.
What are your workshops and retreats on?
I have 8 that I do. One is called Mapping Your Passion, and it's a way to funnel down to what really is your passion, because so often we're like little squirrels out there in the Christian world who go, oh, that looks cool, let's do that, let's do this, let's do that. So I help people kind of narrow down what their passion really is. And then I'm a life coach, so we do a life assessment workshop where we can look at, okay, what from life can you gather and what skills have you obtained and how can you do these and put them into good use for God's kingdom. We do a spiritual gifts one. We do a blended families workshop, which is really cool. And we also do, let's see, your spiritual gifts. My best for on my quest, so it's how do you do the very best you can possibly do on whatever quest you have. So they're all kind of, they all kind of revolve around, you know, what do you want to do in life and how you're going to get to that point of what you want to do.
Well, by the way, what's, if people want to find out more about these seminars you give, do you have a website?
I do. It's khallministries.com.
Well, that's pretty easy. K Hall, K-A-Y-H-A-L-L?
Yep.
Okay. And, of course, every so often I do want to mention your book, and the book is Beyond the Hidden Veil of Shame, One Woman's Post-Abortion Journey to a Settled and Peaceful Heart. Now, you said you had, so you had a baby when you were 16, then you had an abortion
in
your 20s, and then you had two more children that you reared later on in life, your own children.
Yes.
Okay, so did you tell your husband about the abortion, or did all this come out later in life, and did you receive any shame from anybody in your family? Was anybody shocked, disappointed in your character, or, you know, because this is all, I mean, I'm presuming you kept this kind of hidden for a long period of time, am I right?
You are right, and my husband has known about it ever since I met my husband, because we met at he was at a retreat, and I was giving my story, and, you know, months later, we reconnected. But when I decided to write this book, I knew the one thing that I had to do above all else is to sit down with each one of my kids and let them know the story of what happened. And so I did. And that was the hardest, it was hard up until I got face to face with them, because I was so overwhelmed with the guilt and the shame and I'm going to lose my children. This is going to be awful. They're going to hate me. They'll never forgive me. All those things that we think about.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business